For the last 6 weeks, we have walked through Lent looking at the seven last phrases Jesus said from the cross, and we've come to the last one today. Jesus said, "It is finished." It's an important thing for us to listen to, because the easy thing would be in our heads to say, well, he was finished. And to some extent, it was true. He had no more blood. He had no more breath. He had nothing more that he could offer. But Jesus was not making a statement of defeat. He was making a statement of victory, which again is one of the reasons it says that the people heard him say that and said, truly, he was innocent. And what was finished then, if not the body of Jesus? Well, the plan was more or less finished. Mission accomplished. The bait was set and taken, and Christ had put our sin to death. He became sin and died. And in that moment where he took his last breath, you and I became free. Sin has no more power over us that we don't give it. And not only that, but the moment he took his last breath, what Scripture tells us in 2 Peter is that he descended into the netherworld and he began to go among Sheol, gathering all the souls there, preparing to lead them to heaven. Heaven was opened. It's a remarkable thing. Our whole life, we've been told to think of Jesus' sacrifice, and that is right. But make no mistake, this was his plan. It's not that things went wrong and he found a way to do something good with it. This was his intent. Entering into our experience so that we could be bonded to him. And to that end, as we talked about last week, he put our sins to death, and he put death to death. It's finished. There's no more weapons that can be used against us to destroy us forever. This whole week, we are invited to walk with Jesus in a unique way. This is Holy Week, the holiest week of the year for us. This is when we celebrate Christ taking this moment on the cross and turning it into our victory. And we'll do this throughout the week. We've got them listed all in the bulletin, and I know we're down a lot of families because of spring break. But this week, I ask us to consider, what do I need to do to make it holy? On Holy Thursday, the priests of the diocese will go to Lansing, and we will renew our vows. And then we will receive oils from the bishop that we'll use all year. We'll use those oils when people are sick or dying. We'll use those oils to baptize little squeakers in the back of church. We'll use those oils for confirmation. And then on Thursday night, we'll gather here. And we'll celebrate the fact that God, the creator of the universe, washed feet. We'll celebrate the insane humility of our God, who washed feet that were going to run away from him, feet that were going to be used to betray him, and then he gave them the gift of himself in the Eucharist. We'll celebrate that here. And then as Jesus left the Last Supper and went to the Garden of Gethsemane, we will process together and take the Eucharist out of the church. We'll strip everything out of the church that we can to reflect the barrenness of it all. And we'll go and we'll sit in the garden with Jesus. On Good Friday, as we've done for the last 5 years, myself and some of our deacons will process through the neighborhoods of Grand Blanc with a cross to call people, come with us. And we'll gather and we'll walk with Jesus to the cross. On Friday night, we'll have a short service where we lay Jesus in the tomb. And then on Saturday night, we will wait with him in the tomb. The church will be dark as we hear the readings throughout the Old Testament that told us this is coming. This is how God's doing it. We'll read those, and then all the lights will come on, and we'll hear the gospel. We'll say the word alleluia for the first time since Ash Wednesday. And the thing I just said. Just thought of that. I'm not bright, but I'm in charge. And all these wonderful people who for the last year have been preparing to become Catholic or to enter into full communion with the church, they're going to do that. We will walk with Christ. We will die with Christ, all in the hope that one day we will rise with him. Amen.